Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, a cyber attack involving a virus called WannaCry, and has a few other names too, I think, has caused a great deal of inconvenience and disruption around the world this week. Here in Ireland, perhaps the most high-profile victim has been the HSE, with it Director General Tony O'Brien announcing yesterday that the HSE's network would be kept isolated for 48 hours to maintain its protection. So what is this virus? Where did it come from? And did anyone see this coming? What can people do to protect their own computers? Earlier on, I spoke to Mike Doyle of Mike Doyle IT to tell us more about what we can do. Now, he's a very busy man, so I had to get this interview done early in the morning. But first of all, I asked Mike to tell us, what is this virus?
Okay, the new virus started to spread like wildfire on Friday of last week. His full name is WannaDecryptor and has been abbreviated to various things like WannaCry or even WCry. It spreads from computer to computer and it encrypts all your files. It basically garbles them and then demands a ransom to give you your files back.
And how does this work? Do you have to open your computer and say, open an email or something?
Yeah, it spreads two different ways. The first way it gets onto a computer in a network environment is someone in the company opens an attachment that has the virus in it. And that's typically on Friday, they were being targeted at employees in big companies. Then once it's on any computer in the network, it spreads sideways inside the network from computer to computer with no further human interaction. So if one employee in a big company clicks on the wrong link in an email, everyone in the company can be infected in a matter of an hour or so.
Wow. So that's pretty dangerous stuff. And,
yep.
And okay, so let's say it happens. What does one do?
Okay, if you think your company is infected by this virus, turn all the computers off and call in an expert to clean things up.
Right.
That's why, for example, the HSE in Ireland cut all their computers off the network on Friday. And they're still all off the network so that the virus can't get in and can't spread.
Wow. So is it going to, but is do you think this is going to get worse? Because I know there was a guy, the surfer dude who solved the problem by registering a website and so on and so forth. Is this going to keep on happening?
This is not the first virus that comes in by emails, and this is not the first ransomware virus. This is a problem that will happen again. There are lots of things you can do to protect yourself.
Yeah.
I have a list of things that I want to recommend people do. First thing is keep your computer up to date with updates for the operating system and any software you have on it. This virus exploited a vulnerability that Microsoft released a patch for 2 months ago. Okay. So any computers that had the latest updates from Microsoft, it couldn't spread sideways in an organization. The second thing you need to do is you need to have antivirus software on all your computers. The third thing you need to do is you need to have backups. Okay, in the last couple of years, two of my customers have had different ransomware viruses come in, and none of my customers have had to pay the ransom because in both cases, they had the previous night's backups. So I cleaned the computers off and I then restored the previous night's backup. Home users need to be backing all their files up every week to an external hard drive. Business users need to have both an on-site backup and an off-site backup and need to be doing nightly backups. Okay, so that if a ransomware virus comes into your company, you shut all the computers down, you clean off the ones that are infected, and then you simply restore the previous night's backup. You don't have to pay a big ransom. This virus, the ransom starts at $300 per computer because they're international, they're charging US dollars, and the price goes up, doubles after 2 days and goes up again after that. So the more computers you have infected, the longer it takes to clean up, the higher the ransom goes if you don't have backups. The last but by no means least thing you have to do is your antivirus software needs to be kept up to date. The one last thing that you can do to avoid this is run the latest version of Windows that your hardware and software will support. Okay? For home users, that means everybody should be on Windows 10 at this stage. But business users, there are really expensive pieces of hardware and software that don't support Windows 10 yet. So those computers need to be running Windows 7. But nobody should be running Windows XP anymore. Nobody should be running other really out-of-date versions of server software. Okay, run the latest version of Windows that your most expensive piece of hardware or software will support.
Great. And where can we find you? Where can we find you, Mike, if we need your help?
If you need me, MikeDoyleIT.net is my website, and my phone number and email are on that. And if any home users need up-to-date antivirus software, there's a number of really good pieces of antivirus software out there. Two I recommend for home users are AVG Free Edition. Now, AVG Free Edition doesn't require any registration, but it does carry ads. Then there's Sophos Home. Sophos Home does not carry any ads at all, but it does require you to register with a valid email address. And some people have privacy concerns. Personally, I use Sophos Home at home. I used to use AVG for many, many years. They're both really good.
Well, that was Mike Doyle joining me earlier today from Mike Doyle IT. If you want to hear more from him, you can check him out at MikeDoyleIT.net.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.